We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
All right, we're going to give you all things sports, I promise you, because that's what you want. That's what you tune in for. Or you tune in for the relatable three different demographics of age on this show. And if you do, you need to go support our guy, Mac Morey.
That's right.
Sunday is the final vote. You want to know who your competition is?
Oh, yeah. Who do I got?
Yeah. The Love Island finalists have been announced.
So you have to go to the Fan965 on Instagram. Okay. We have our three finalists for our Love is Blind. Love Island finalists. It is Josh Vernier, Mac Morey, Drew Nixon.
I mean, when you said Vern's name, Mac nodded like, yeah.
I kind of know my fate here. I'm an underdog.
Remember when you came here and we had like an hour conversation and you're like, all right, tell me about everybody at the station.
Yep.
And I led off with Vern. I was like, Vern's the guy.
Vern's the guy.
You're going to love Vern.
He's the star.
Vern's the man.
Yep.
You'll see this throughout. Now you're seeing that the 40-year-old is whipping the 220 and 30-year-old's ass.
He's going to kick your ass.
I love it. So there's been five votes so far.
Okay.
Vern has 40%.
Okay.
Drew has 40%.
So
our guy Mac has 20%.
Yeah, you got one vote so far.
All right, guys. So you got text line.
You got my vote.
Thank you.
Instalist Bob. So
yeah.
He's got his vote.
But I will vote for Jen will be on there vote for Alex. Yeah.
Oh. Well, he's not on there.
But she's still gonna vote for him. I mean, it doesn't
write
matter.
It in.
Yeah, exactly. She's absolutely 100% writing in Alex Gold on the list. And so will everybody else. Alex Gold will win the write-in vote over everybody on this one. But as I said to Dusty, I go, the two youngest guys in Vern, we never stood a shot, Dusty.
No, those are three of the five best looking men at this station.
Yes, Vern and the other guy, Drew, right?
Drew,
yeah. So yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have my vote. Somebody in the text line said about the bathwater. If it's Dusty or Alex's bathwater, I'll buy.
Oh my.
Oh boy.
There you go. Get a number.
Two wild and crazy guys.
Yeah, give me that number. I'll look it up for you, Dusty.
Yeah. See if it's somebody you want to meet.
Well, let's hope. Talk to you later.
Yeah.
Anyways, so the Home Run Derby squad was announced. I'm a little disappointed. Now, there are some boppers in this lineup that I think you can have some sort of fun watching. Cal Raleigh, the big dumper's in it. That'll be fun.
That'll be fun. Yeah.
Right? James Wood.
Does he become a star in the United States this week?
Cal Raleigh or James Wood?
Cal Raleigh.
I don't know. I think he's just kind of one of those, like, we'll remember this season for a season, and then we'll be like, in 10 years from now, somebody will have 37 home runs by the All-Star break. And be like, oh, yeah, Cal Raleigh.
Cal Raleigh,
but maybe I'm wrong. You know,
I don't know. I think with the name The Big Dumper, that adds a lot to something. And I was talking to one of the Royals players last night, and I won't say who, and we were talking about, like, having fun, you know, and doing that kind of stuff. And I go, you guys are entertainers. You know that. And the player's like, yeah, I do. I go, I keep doing the fun stuff. He goes, yeah, we're trying to incorporate more of that fun stuff to get people, you know, kind of involved with the sweat in the bathtub and, you know, the Italian kisses and stuff
Jonathan
of that Indian nature.
Was having fun last night.
You know, you got to get going with that kind of stuff and have some fun. So I think you have a nickname like the Big Dumper. You probably are going to have staying power just because of that. And he's hitting the home runs. And those Mariner uniforms are pretty sweet, too.
You say staying power?
Staying power.
Oh, staying power.
Yeah.
I thought you said like Brown staying power. I think that's fine. I mean, now the problem is he's a catcher.
Yeah.
Right? And you got to be somewhat... You got to stick out, right? Because, like, honestly, Mike Piazza stuck out because of what he was, you know, Dodgers and then all that, the Mets. He hits the home run, like, 9-11.
Don't forget his Marlins career.
Right, yeah. Salvador Perez, you know, exuberant personality, done it for a while, been good for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Cal Raleigh's the next wave of that.
Maybe.
I mean, you know, we remember Joe Mauer's and stuff like that, but Buster Posey didn't really have a lot of... I mean, he was good. We know Buster Posey. We remember the injury, obviously, in all the World Series you won. Now he's running things like a G in San Francisco.
Boy, is he.
Boston, you want to get rid of this guy?
Yeah.
I know a place.
What a great trade for the Giants.
Here's a couple of balls in a bag and a signed bat.
Did you see Will Clark tell the guy in Boston to F off? Oh, my God. How good was that,
Will Clark ain't shy, man. Never has been. But James Wood is a young star. For those of you that are in the card industry, you know that when you pull a James Wood one, if it's autoed, you're like, oh, here we go.
That's a good one. Yeah, he's got 24 home runs already this year.
Yeah, and he's talented. He's the guy they walked four times in a game because of how hot he was in June. They just literally were like, we're not pitching to him at all tonight. He's young kid.
But is he like this Paul Skeens of the Pirates? Like, do the Nationals need to trade him because they have nobody else on that roster, or is that a piece that they can build around?
I think what they did with their front office and their manager, I think, tells you they're going to try to build around this kid.
Well, they got to give him money, though.
But the problem with the Nationals is they've had Bryce Harper, didn't give him the money.
Right.
He went elsewhere. Juan Soto, they offered, obviously he's not turning down the Padres. Right. He goes to New York, and now he's in New York. So they've had star power.
They really
it's
have.
Just like these stars don't want to stay there. So maybe something changes with a new GM and a new manager, and they say, hey, James, we're going to build this around you because the dude's a bona fide stud.
Yeah, he is.
Junior Camarino, also very good.
Very good
very
player.
Good. We've seen him when they came in town and swept the Royals
for the
Rays.
Yep.
Byron Buxton, if he stays healthy, he'll be in it.
I like that guy. He's always going to be one of those players for me that I don't know why, but I just like him,
man.
You root for him. He kind of reminds me of Torrey Hunter back in the day, who was one of my all-time favorite players. Like, I always wanted Torrey Hunter here.
Position.
Yeah, probably. But I'm just good baseball players. Like, you would take that guy in a minute. If somebody came to you and said the Royals could have Byron Buxton today, you'd absolutely be, like, so thrilled. It would be one of the greatest trades they ever made, right? You'd be so excited about that. But the guy can't stay healthy.
Yeah, he's done better of it the last couple of years. But, yeah, to have him at the top with Bobby hitting behind him, like,
oh, my God.
Vinny could bunt that score.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the one that's going to make a lot of people feel soured is Brent Rooker.
Yeah.
We're going to get to see that dude, which, again, it's not just the Royals. So you can use that excuse. The Twins let him go. Like, other teams let him go. He found out how to play really good baseball at the age of 32.
Mm-hmm.
Just so happens with the A's. O'Neill Cruz, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Not an all-star, but we saw that 449-foot home run he put in the splash deck at Kauffman. You're going to see a lot of that. Ronald Acuna Jr., hometown
guy.
Kid, right?
Yep.
And then, there's one more. Jazz Chisholm's going to participate in the home run derby.
You got to have a heel, right? And I don't know if he's going to be a heel in Atlanta or anything like that, but he'll put on a show. He'll be very entertaining for everybody.
He played for the Marlins, so I mean, maybe they'll still boo him.
Maybe.
Nobody likes him anyway.
Yeah, nobody does. He's not a great heel, but he's a pretty good one. Kind of embraces it a little bit, but I don't know if that's embracing outside of Kansas City. So.
Right. And then the Celebrity All-Star Game is here.
Yes.
Which Bob knows four names.
I don't even know that. I know CeCe Sabathia. I know Harry Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
I know, Terrell Owens I know on that list. I know Jenny Finch, Maria Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about the Capital One Bank guy. He's
so
popular.
Terrell Owens?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Capital One Bank guy
that's
is so
awesome.
Popular, you don't even get his name up there. Which Capital One? This is not like Jake from State Farm.
Exactly.
Am I supposed to know the Capital One Bank guy?
Yeah,
obviously, they're the presenting sponsor of this or not?
What makes you think that?
No, actually, it says Geico underneath.
Oh.
I thought for sure, like, we couldn't get the Gecko to play.
Come on.
Now, if you want to do celebrity softball, let's go.
Right.
The other people, I have no idea who they are.
Never heard of Drewski?
No.
Okay.
I'm to that point now at 48 years. I don't care that I don't know any of these people on this list. And
yeah,
so.
Quavo from Migos, formerly 3, now 2. He's in this. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean,
who the hell's Jerry Lorenzo?
Yeah, I don't know most of these.
You don't?
No.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
No.
No, I got Maria Taylor.
Do you know all these people?
No.
Okay, good.
Maria Taylor, Jenny Finch, Terrell Owens, Storm Reed.
Storm Reed sounds cool.
Yeah,
I don't know who that is,
sounds like
but
they
I like
do
that
the weather
name.
And
yes.
In like Atlanta.
Yes.
I'm Storm Reed with your Georgia weather report.
That's funny. There's a guy in New York, Storm Field, who does the weather. His dad was a weatherman in New York. Frank Field named his kid Stormfield. You have no choice but to be a weatherman if your name
Should've
is Stormfield.
Named his kid left.
Yeah,
she's
I
an
agree.
Actress.
Who is?
Storm Reed.
Oh.
She's in The Last of Us.
Oh.
And Wrinkle in Time.
I'm going to be a dad.
Euphoria.
Okay. Well.
Who's Funny Marco?
I'll look it up.
Funny. Ha-ha.
Yeah, you're funny. Ha-ha. What do you mean funny?
Clown. Do I amuse you?
Instagram guy. I don't know. That's all that comes up.
Influencer.
Yep. No wonder we don't know these
people. But you know what? If these people are big influencers that we don't know, that's fine. This isn't for us, obviously. This is to generate more interest and to grow the game. And if kids are into these folks and younger people know who these folks are and they're going to watch them, and then you have a guy, who did you say, Funny Marco? This guy is an Instagram follower, an influencer on Instagram. You're basically buying his followers is what Major League Baseball is doing. And that's the smart thing to do right now. Go to where where the people are. Somebody's got a huge TikTok following, Instagram following. They're an influencer. Get their ass into the game. It's better than having somebody on TV that nobody knows. I mean, these people are, like, you know, kind of setting the bar, if you will. These are the people that are being followed these days. I don't know any of them.
It's kind of what celebrities are now, right?
Yeah.
You got a few hundred thousand followers. Bang. That's it.
Yeah. Celebrities overnight, man. And then the last but not little roundup conversation, the guy that got his ass kicked on the golf course, doubled down, baby, took a picture of himself, put it on Instagram and quoted it, said, just a little black guy.
Yeah.
No, I mean, look, and I told Speck this last night at the event. I said, yeah, and he goes, I saw the photo. I go, it doesn't matter if he had a huge black eye, a broken nose. You got thrown into a lake, bruh.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter what happened to your face. You're like, everything about you, everyone will always remember is you getting banged in the face three times by a hockey player and thrown into a lake. So you might not have any scrapes or scratches on your eye or anything like that, but everybody saw you get your ass kicked.
Yeah, like everybody saw. And if you're that guy, you need to just dissipate, man. Like, you don't need to show your face again on the internet. It tells you everything you need to know about this guy. He's a jackass. You know, like that guy deserved to get his ass kicked because of the way the aftermath is going. You got thrown in a pond twice. Think about that. How many times have you been thrown in a pond, Dusty?
By somebody or
yes,
by accident?
By somebody.
Never.
Never. Mac, have you been thrown in a pond? Pond or a pool? Pond, good for you.
Oh,
so,
pool for sure.
Yeah. So none of us have been thrown into a pond in our lifetimes. That guy was thrown into a pond twice in 2 minutes. And he's going back to social media and showing that he doesn't have black eyes. He deserved to get his ass kicked. That's the type of guy that deserves to get his ass kicked. And I can see why that hockey player went ham on him. Because he was probably talking smack out there on the golf course. And everybody had enough of this guy. And so they threw him in the pond. And then he came back for more. They threw him in the pond again. He's going to get his ass kicked again. This is not the last time this guy gets beat up.
Yeah, that's going to be, that literally is what I was thinking. I was like, well, this will happen again.
Yes.
I don't know if it'll be a hockey player, but it'll definitely be.
We will see a story later on this summer, I'm sure. Guy who got beat up by hockey player on golf course gets his ass kicked again.
Again.
Right?
By a normal guy.
Yeah, that's the follow-up story,
yes.
Right? Like, we'll see this in a couple of weeks. Oh, remember this guy? Oh, yeah, that's that guy. Oh, he got his ass kicked again? Not shocked.
That guy's an idiot, man.
Didn't learn your lesson? Like,
no.
Come on,
I mean, you got thrown
dude.
In a pond twice, man.
Come on.
Go away. Hide. Homer Simpson this thing back into the bushes, dude.
You're a creep, dude.
It was on record, bro.
It was on record, yes.
So... Mac thought of a good question the other day, and I'll let you go ahead and ask it because I thought it was a good question because I think you and I immediately came to the same question. It's the same result, but go ahead and ask the people what they would think. 913-586-7965.
Yeah, and I want everyone's thoughts on this because we were talking about Josh Simmons. We've obviously been talking about him this whole offseason as hype continues to grow. Jason Kelce just won't stop talking about him, comparing him to Jason Peters, comparing him to Trent Williams. So obviously it leaves us, you know, to just...
Who'd Binkley compare him to?
Oh, yeah, he didn't like him too
much. I look at a lot of boobs and stuff.
Didn't compare him to those either. He likes those.
I know that I'm hard.
But that's what we're all feeling right now with Josh Simmons. So I ask you guys, Josh Simmons, I guess this could be our Max Chiefs question that we are 58 days away, I believe.
Eric Thomas days away. No, we're 57
so, yeah,
now.
We're 57. Yeah, we missed yesterday. 57
hey, baby,
days
how you
away.
Doing?
Would this be the biggest letdown in Chiefs draft history? And if not, what would be to you?
Well, I don't think it would be the letdown because you could always fall back on and say, hey, look, they were picking 32. Obviously, they took a flyer on a guy that, you know, was a top 10 pick, had the injury. So you can make that excuse, right? I think for me, the biggest swing and miss, and no pun intended, is Jonathan Baldwin, man. Like, I mean, that was who you guys said too?
We both did.
Recency bias, I think, factors into that. I mean, there were guys back into the Percy Snows and things of that nature that happened back in the day. Or
Dusty Snow.
Yeah, you can go back to, you know, what his name was, Todd Blackledge and things of that.
Yeah,
those are kind of low-hanging fruit type things and whatnot. But, no, I think Jonathan Baldwin and his draft and that pick and that whole situation – That sums up what the Scott Pioli era was here in Kansas City. Thoroughly just atrocious. And that guy came in, and I remember when they drafted him, we're like, okay, this is kind of a reach at whatever pick it was, 17, I think, at the time and whatnot. And I remember we had the coach of his high school, college coach on, you know, and we're like, or not coach, the announcer or whatever it was from Pittsburgh. Mm. And we were like, tell us about Jonathan Baldwin. I don't know why they drafted him. You know, and so like right away we knew,
that.
Oh, God, like this
Love
is really
that.
Good. And then he got his ass kicked by Thomas Jones and made one catch that only Josh saw in an OTA, and here we sit. I mean, it really was a bad draft pick, but I mean, they haven't had a lot of bad draft picks recently. Obviously, you have bad picks over the years, and I'm sure the text line is yelling Breland speaks as we talk right
now.
Got
one of those, couple of those.
You know, as a bad one, but I mean, you're really stretching to find a bad draft pick in the last 15 years roughly here in Kansas City, so, other than Jonathan Baldwin.
So the text line basically said what Mac and I said, that most people are going to say Clyde.
Yeah,
Because of where he was taken, coming off the hype train of the Super Bowl. Mahomes, like, I told him I wanted to be here. Like, come on, man, like, you're going to be my running back.
And Clyde's coming off the hype train of being a part of the best college offense ever.
And, you know, here we go. Like, we had lost Kareem Hunt. Yep. We had Damien and Daryl Williams and, you know, Spencer Ware, and not a shot at them.
No.
But here was this new flashy running back out of LSU that was putting on a show, and then we realized, oh, they also have two generational wide receiver ones on their team as well as with Joe Burrow.
Yeah. But also, too, Clyde had the off-the-field stuff, and I don't know what it would have been like dealing with that my entire life, man, after witnessing something like that and having to, you know, move forward and do all that. So I give him, I don't want to say a free pass or anything like that, but there's circumstances with maybe why Clyde Edwards-Helaire didn't work out, too.
I had one that I thought about after you told me about a deep dove thought. And I wondered if it was fair or unfair, which would be my question. That's Eric Berry. Because I know the cancer's unfair. Yeah. You can't, like, that's just, that sucks, dude. But he came back, right? Mm-hmm. And stronger than
he
ever.
He was great.
Right. Hodgkin's lymphoma came back. And then there was, like, the Haglund's injury where it's just, like, spiritually I'm not here and I don't want to get it fixed. Yeah. I think my football career is over. And you're like, Eric, we're about to hit this, like, huge part of our franchise. And what did this team miss? They missed that leadership in that secondary, and they didn't have that until they brought Tyron Matthew in. And then what happens? Super Bowl.
Yeah, but that,
and then
you I get think Justin that was Reed. The next year.
It was.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And then you bring in Justin Reed. Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And
Tyron
I think
Matthew.
Yeah, and I think that's why when you look at this, when you think about Jaden Hicks, like, what can he be? Shoes to fill, very large.
Very tough.
That Eric Berry thing, I didn't know if it was, you know, fair or if it was unfair, because, you know, I know it was stalled for a while with the Hodgkin's lymphoma, and then it was right out of that he was back, and it was that game in Atlanta, and it was just special.
Was that game?
And everybody's like, that's the kid from Tennessee they drafted. That's the defensive, like, leader that they had. And then gone.
Look, there are two ways to look at it. There is a way to look at it from the team's perspective, and there's a way to look at it from the Eric Berry perspective. Mm-hmm. I'll take the team perspective first. Every week he said he was going to be ready to go, and every week they put in a game plan that included Eric Berry, and then Saturday or Sunday came, and Eric Berry says, I'm out. And imagine doing that all week. That was frustrating for the team. The player, you beat cancer. I don't care what you do the rest of your life. There's nothing more important than what you've just been through. Mm-hmm. You beat cancer. There's nothing bigger. There's nothing better. Nothing more to achieve in life, right?
Yeah.
And so you kick cancer's ass. Your mind went elsewhere. And you said, I don't want to do this anymore. Yeah. I just went through all of this to beat cancer, and I want to live my life, and I want to have fun. And so the ending we didn't love, obviously, with Eric Berry, but he was still a great football player. I wouldn't have changed that pick. I wasn't a fan of the pick when they made it because it was a safety that early, but he proved out to be, you know, just a remarkable football player. And then, obviously, the ending wasn't the way we wanted it, but I don't blame Eric Berry at all for the ending, and I don't blame the team either for saying, well, then we got to move on, right?
Of course.
Yeah. It's not fair to everybody else around here.
A lot of Sky Moore coming in now.
A lot of Sky Moore. I thought that would happen, too.
Second round pick.
Yep. Yeah, that's a fair one. Yeah. What if he goes out there and balls this year, though? Are we going to allow Sky Moore to be good in this town?
Contract years undefeated.
But seriously, are we going to allow Sky Moore to be good?
He'd have to have like 1,000 yards.
What if he has 650 yards and five touchdowns?
I'd be floored.
If he's Albert Wilson, like five times a season, like he had that game against Denver with Pat Mahomes.
Right.
Be incredible.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, sweet. You totally redeemed yourself.
Gotta make the roster first.
Yeah, it's true. It's a deep receiver
room.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't know if he would be.
FAU, I see Moyaki, Aaron Murray.
Oh, Moyaki, but Aaron Murray.
Was
he even a drafted guy, or was he like a rookie free agent? The Moyaki thing, whatever. I mean, that's fine.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I will say with the Josh Simmons thing, the case for him being this is because he's the second most important position in football.
Fair.
And this team has needed it for the last, you name it, 3 years, 4 years. They've really struggled this whole Mahomes era since Fisher with finding that guy. So if they don't get it this time using a first-round pick, it's a big question mark. The future of this offensive line, I don't want to say hinders on him being good, but they put a lot of stock in this guy.
Yeah. So how long are you giving them? One game, one quarter?
No, first play?
Are we making a judgment after the first play?
Whole year. Okay. Plus.
All right.
So let me ask you. Let me ask you this though: how much of it is our own fault that
all of it
this happened? And then how much of it is, you know, the team's fault? Because if you guys remember, let's start with Sky Moore. We were told tree trunk legs, agile, you know, route running skills, quick hands, quick feet was going to be that slot guy that Mahomes could. Because I remember when they drafted him and I was talking to Pete Sweeney about it, and he was like, they think he could be similar to like that Albert Wilson role that they had in that week 17 game against Denver. I'm like, Pat hasn't had that, right? Yeah. He's had Sammy Watkins, big guy, fast guy. He had Tyreek Hill. We know Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, so on and so forth. He never really had that guy that could hit that 5 yard out, boom, and then make somebody miss. And then all of a sudden you have that, like, almost like a Wes Welker, Julian Edelman type. And I know that's high praise, but that's what we were told about Sky Moore. Like that, that was what the team was reporting. Like Andy Reid loved him coming out of the draft. Like this guy could do it. And then we just never saw it happen.
Yeah, injuries have happened to him, obviously.
So now we can go to Joshua Simmons, right? Or maybe it's just Josh, like Klingler. I made that mistake once.
I did too.
Yeah, he goes, actually, it's just Josh. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was like, that would be a great podcast name. Just Josh.
Just Josh.
Just my, just Jack. And so then I think it's also like you hear about Josh Simmons, right? Like, is he going to be healthy enough to play? Is he going to be ready by week one? And now we're hearing from Matt Nagy, we're hearing from Jason Kelce, Pat Mahomes, we're hearing from you know, all these guys. His hands are strong, he's so big. And then you hear people that you were talking about comparing him to other players as well, like Jason Kelce was doing. And then we hear Andy Reid be like, oh yeah, he's good to go, he's healthy. And then all of a sudden it's like, all right, like, are we going to do this to ourselves again and just wait till it happens instead of coming in here with such high expectations, be like, we got Trent Williams protecting Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, why don't we just not have expectations and let's see what happens? And I think that's the way we should look at guys. We don't know anything about these guys. I mean, Sky Moore is a guy who played great in college. He's like a minor league baseball player. Gets up to the big league level and realizes, oh my God, I'm not as good as I thought I was. You got to be willing to put in the work to get better. Some guys are, some guys aren't, and here we sit, right? So with this guy, Josh Simmons, let's just not have any expectations for him. There's nothing wrong with that going into a season for an individual player that we literally know nothing about. And quite honestly, nobody knew anything about him in college because he's an offensive lineman. You weren't watching every snap of the left tackle at Ohio State last year, unless you're my buddy Jim. But other than that, I mean, we've got a situation here where, you know, let's just let the kid play. I mean, we do this as sports fans that I find so ridiculous. We put these expectations, whether it's verbally or just in your own mind, on players, and then when they don't do exactly what you want or more, you call them busts. I mean, I'm sure there was a lot of people saying, "Cat."
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Was a bust. You got to give these guys time. Josh Simmons is going to be a raw talent when he hits the field, okay? He's coming back from an injury, and he's also now playing in the NFL. This isn't the Big Ten anymore. You're not going up against Northwestern, okay? Mm-hmm. You're going up against real men that play this game. So there will be a learning curve, and that's okay. And as long as we see production, and as long as at the end of the year we're able to go, yeah, we got a guy at left tackle, that's how we know that we got a guy at left tackle.
They announced Josh Simmons, offensive tackle from Ohio State.
I hate this pick, actually. Don't like it. Don't like it.
We ask you a question. What's the...
just never gets old.
It's awesome.
What's the...
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.